Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Kelim, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Dachin, what is Dachin? Sagt die Batinura, it means a place. This is Gemara Mesechtes Bruches, Duchplon, that place. Here, it's a place to put the pot when you take it off the stove. It's actually kind of a shelf that's connected to the Kira. Sheyesh by Beis Kibbul Kedereis. You can put pots in it. You take the steaming hot pot of chont off the Kira and you put it onto this shelf connected to it. Sometimes there's place there for two or three pots. So it's important to understand the shelf has a base kibble. It's surrounded by a rim. You can put the pots inside. Zok the Mishnah, tohar mishum kira. It's tohar from the tum of the kira. In other words, should the kira become tame, the shelf does not automatically become tame. The kira and this shelf and this dachin are considered two separate kalim. Another pshat says the Bat Tanura, Tar Mishum Kira means, while the Dachan could become Tame, it doesn't become Tame with the same set of halachais that a Kira would become Tame. For example, a Kira is Mekabel Tome even when it's connected to the ground. That doesn't apply to the Dachan. That applies just to the Kira. There's a Xeris Akasif, that even though the stove is connected to the ground, it could still become Tame. But basically, the Kira and the Dachan are two separate things. So you're saying the Dachan cannot become Tame? No, I'm not saying that. Tomei Mishum Kli Kibbel. It's not a chelik of the Kira, but it's a keli. It's like any other Kli Cheres that has a base kibble. It doesn't have the din of a Kira. If it's not connected to the ground, and a dead Cheres falls into this shelf, the shelf is Tomei. Now, actually, we're going to divide the shelf into the two side walls. Remember, the shelf is protruding out of the Kira. And then you have the wall of the shelf, which is also the wall of the Kira. That's actually the wide part of it, because that's how the shelf is shaped. The wide part goes like circular. As it comes out from the Kira, then it gets a little bit narrower the further away it gets from the Kira. So when we say the wide wall, we mean the side of the shelf that's alongside the Kira. So even though we said before that the Dachain doesn't get tummy together with the Kira, but you have to know which side. Hatzdadin Shalai, this two side walls, they're not connected to the Kira at all. They're not part of the wall of the Kira. That we've already explained. Any food or drink that touches the side walls, they won't become tummy even if the Kira is tummy. Because the walls of the shelf, they're not the walls of the Kira. The walls of the Kira would be metami, oichlin or mashkin, if it touches it. But the two side walls of the shelf, it's a separate thing. However, harachav shaloi, the wide part, in other words, the wall that separates between this shelf and the Kira itself, what's the halacha with that wall? That's more like a chelik of the Kira. So what's then if the Kira becomes tamei and food touches this back wall? Now, even though the food touches, the Tveres Yisrael explains this, the part of the wall that faces the shelf, not the Kira, but it's mamish, like attached to the Kira. It's almost like it's part of the wall of the Kira. Sakhtar Meir, still no difference. The food won't become tamei. Remeir mitayr. Even if the Kira is Tame, and it touches this back wall of the shelf, that's not called touching the wall of the Kira. As I held, Rabbi Meir. The Tveres Yisrael explains Rabbi Meir's Shita. Remember we learned earlier, we have a row of stones. In between each row, in between each two stones, there's a fire. And in one space, there's Tuma, and the other space, it's not. So we said that stone that's between the Tame and the non-Tame space, you divide it in half. You divide the width of the top in half. The part that faces the Tardika space is Tar because it serves that. So here too, even though the back wall of the shelf is up against the Kira, even if you're going to say it's kind of part of the Kira, but it serves the shelf. So that part is Tar. Al-Kloponim is a halt Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda Mitami, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, food that touches the back wall, the wide part, that's connected to the Kira itself, now that is considered the wall of the Kira, even though it also serves the shelf, but that would be the same as the rest of the walls of the Kira. And therefore, if the Kira became Tame, and it touched food touched this wall, it would be Tame. V'chein, says the Mishnah, let me give you a different example. A koifes asal, someone turns over a basket, v'oisel gab of Kira, and he puts a stove on top of it. Now, part of the basket extends from the stove. The stove is not as, let's say, wide or as long as the basket is. So that part of the basket, you only have the top, you don't have the stove, They put pots on it. That too is not considered a chelik of the kira, and should the kira become tame, that does not. What about the sal itself? The sal itself has a din of kliyetz. So whatever would be metame kliyetz would be metame the sal, but it won't become tame through the kira. So basically, this basket has the same din as the tachon. It itself could be mekabel tum, according to the halachis of this particular basket. This happens to be wood, so it has a little bit different halachis than the duchen, which is cheres, but it has its own halachis. But it's not part of the kira. So chazing over the Mishnah Beis, we learned dachon, the shelf that is attached to the kira. You can put things in it. It has like a rim. It's very practical. You took the steaming pot, let's say, off the kira and put it onto the shelf. But that shelf does not have the same tum as the kira does. Should the kira become tummy, it does not become tummy. Now, it itself could become tummy because it's a clay kibble. It has this rim around it. But if it was connected to the ground, let's say, it would be tar. Like all kalim that are connected to the ground, they're tar, with the exception of a kira. So the sides of this shelf, let's say Eichon and Mashkin touch it, and it's connected to the kira that became tummy. Everyone holds the Eichon and Mashkin would not become tummy. The wide part, that's the part that's connected to the wall of the kira, which is also, in effect, like part of the wall of the kira. Here we have a machlaikis. Rameir says it's also tahar, but Rabbi Yehuda says no. Here, if food or mash can touch it and the kira's tummy would become tummy. But that matter, if you turn over a basket and you put a kira on top of it, and the basket is made out of wood, it has no shaykhus to the kira. Should the kira become tummy? That doesn't mean the basket is tummy. The Mishnah Chorina points out, should a dead sheretz get into the ear space of this basket without touching it, it would not become tummy because it's kliyetz, it's not klicheres. Only klicheres comes tummy through its airspace.